We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to Talking Halo. It's Derek C. Paul with my guest today, Steve Rudden from Birdland. Can you explain Birdland, Steve?
Well, Birdland has started. How many years ago was the rebuild? Like before 2014, when they started winning again. They had another crazy rebuild, and they called their baby birds Birdland. And so they had a lot of young prospects that were like high prospects, you know, they're going to change the culture of the organization. That never panned out. And so they called them the baby birds. And so that's how Birdland started. And it's been their moniker for years.
Birdland Daily podcast, and provides recaps, provides content, solid content on the Baltimore Orioles, and this week's the Angels go into Baltimore, and they're going to be going to Baltimore after losing 2-3 in Cleveland. The Angels are 2-23. You can say it again, 2-23 in Cleveland since 2015. And they've extended my Angels personal losing streak to 12 games. This is pathetic. But before we get into anything, we want to give our sponsors here at Blue Wire a look. Here we go.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
All right, so I'm not going to talk much on it because we have a wonderful guest here. Angels lose today 4-3. Poor Patrick Sandoval takes the loss. Shouldn't have. And for many reasons, I'm sure we'll talk about a little bit later this week. Once again, the bullpen fails the team. And quite frankly, management failed him. And so I can't even imagine how things are going inside the clubhouse right now, given the continued issues fundamentally. But tomorrow's a new day, and you have the second place, but playing like first place overall, Baltimore Orioles in Baltimore, a hitter's ballpark, but the pitching matchups look interesting. Steve, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming on with us. And I would love it if you would first give us your background on covering the Baltimore Orioles.
I started my Birdland Daily podcast a little bit after the season started this season, but I've been an Orioles fan my whole life. Went to the last few games at Memorial Stadium. I saw Cal Ripken's 21-31. And I used to, up until this past season, I was doing customer service for the Orioles and Nationals television network. So I was around the team in a working capacity, but I've always been watching the games. I try to watch as many games as I can. I used to work right for fan-sided Birds Watcher. Baseball's in my blood. Orioles fan all my life, and I always wanted to write for MLB, but that has never been able to happen. So I wanted to start my podcast and talk about the Orioles because I love baseball and I love the Orioles so much.
So the Orioles are 26-14.
Yes.
They are in second place in a division where the last place team, the Yankees, are 4 games above 500. Welcome to our new balanced schedule.
Wow. I actually like it. I really like it.
Well, I'm not sure you should, looking at this schedule here, where the entire division is killing it. But what's been the secret? Because we were talking when we were recording for your show, and the one thing I noted, and you know, I think you were nodding a little bit in agreement. Two of your big guys, your young stars, Gunnar Henderson and Grayson Rodriguez, who's pitching the series opener, they haven't shown their best stuff yet. They haven't really clicked yet. And yet this team is 26-14. They've been very good across the board. They've got a lot of things going for them. What is working with those guys still figuring things out?
I think it's just the players around them. I mean, for Grayson, you know, he always has that one bad inning, but then he picks it up. Like in Texas, his first start, you know, his first inning, he was struggling, but then he picked it up. And then in Chicago, gave up 4 runs, dominant. So it's really just one bad inning, or he's just really wild. In Kansas City, he had a 7-1 lead, and he gave up, I think, 6 runs. So he's really inconsistent. You know, he can be dominant, and then he can just struggle. As for Gunner, I mean, he gets on base. He's walking a lot. It's just I feel like he's pressing a lot to get a big hit or just get on base besides walk. He's also making a lot of errors at third now that he's replaced Ramon Urias, who's on the IL with a hamstring injury. But I just think Gunner is pressing a little bit, and you know, it took Adley a little bit time to adjust to the major leagues, so I think we need to give Gunner a little bit more time. Even though I've seen some of the fans say that we should probably send Gunnar Henderson down to the minors, but he just needs more time.
So, talking about Gunnar Henderson, he's hitting 175, On base percentage, though, for a guy hitting 175, 341.
Right.
Still has four home runs, only eight RBIs, one stolen base. What was the skill set for him that really kind of earned him? Because if you're playing fantasy baseball, he was regarded as a guy you had to draft.
Right.
And now certain people give up on him. But what is supposedly in his toolbox that makes him this third baseman of the future?
I just feel like, I mean, he's only 21 years old. So, I mean, there's still room for him to grow. I mean, I think he jumped two or three levels in AAA last year. So, I mean, he dominated every level that he was at. This is the highest level that he can reach. And, you know, he's struggling. So I eventually he's going to figure out the hitting part. And he's good at defense, but, you know, he's still a little bit raw.
All right, so take us through here. The pitching matchup this week. Right now, what we do know is tomorrow. This is the highlight pitching matchup of the series. Shohei Ohtani takes the mound at 4-1, 2.74 ERA against Grayson Rodriguez, a 2-0, a 5.08 ERA.
Mm-hmm.
How are you looking at this matchup? Who's got the advantage here?
Definitely Shohei's got the advantage because he's got more experience. He's got, you know, more. I just feel like he struggled in his last few outings, but I feel like if he needs to get back to what he was doing at the beginning of the season. As for Grayson, he just needs to, you know, not give up that one inning where he just breaks down. If he can handle that, he should be okay. But I feel like Shohei's got the advantage.
How does Grayson handle Camden Yards?
I mean, I think he's won both of his games there. So I think no. Maybe he has. I don't know. I mean, the that's a hard question to ask.
Let's rephrase it, because you know, with him having some early struggles,
yeah,
it's a little bit harder to nail down. But how does his pitches, how do they work with a notorious hitter's ballpark like Camden Yards? Does his stuff work well there?
I think it does now. I mean, probably before they move the wall back, it might not have, you know, it might have been an issue, but I feel like with the wall being moved back, it's more of a pitcher's ballpark now. So I feel like with his stuff, I feel like Grayson can dominate at Camden Yards going forward.
So how's this lineup looking right now? They got shut down today by Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
A little ugly. But overall, what a run score already. Again, holding on. I mean, you have one solid guy right now, Tyler Wells, a 2.68 ERA. And then next in line is 4-4. So obviously, you're scoring runs. You are the offense is taking the lead here. How does this offense break down?
Well, actually, in the last week or so, the Orioles have only scored about like 20 runs. So they've just been facing the Braves and the Rays and the Pirates. So, I mean, we only scored, 6-3 on Friday and 2-0 yesterday, and we didn't score at all today. So, I mean, it's been a struggle for the offense as well. I mean, it's just run a 22 games against teams with over 500 records. So, you know, they are winning these games. It's just been a struggle with the offense. I mean, Mountcastle got four strikeouts today. Henderson 3-3 is, and Stowers 4 as well.
I gotta tell you, Mountcastle's killing my fantasy team, man. It's killing my fantasy team. I just want to point that out. I was looking at your schedule and thinking, oh my gosh. Pittsburgh's been a surprise, but you know, they're slowing down a little bit. But Tampa Bay comes in, Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. the Angels, then they go off to Toronto, then to New York, host Texas. And I think by the time the Guardians come in, the Guardians are going to be above 500 too. They're starting to heat up. They're starting to get together. Mm-hmm. And they always do. They're always slow. They always figure it out come early June, late May, and here we go. So this series, in my view, though, of all those teams, I'm just listening off now that Pittsburgh's done, I honestly believe the Angels are the most combustible. They've got the most issues right now. This is the series to kind of, like, you got to take, in my view, 3 out of 4, 4 out of 4, 3 out of 4, if you can. And here I am looking at this matchup, and I have to give the thumbs up to the advantage to Shohei in the first one. Second game, I don't see a pitcher. Who's your starting pitcher right now in your for Tuesday? We don't know either. We think it's still Seth.
We got Dean Kramer going.
Yeah, Yahoo didn't have it. Yahoo Sports didn't have it listed yet for you guys for Tuesday.
Yeah, it's Dean Kramer versus Silseth.
Okay, then so Wednesday. tell us about Dean Kramer.
Dean, up and down, you know, like the last two starts, he's been dominant against the Braves and the Rays. Braves. So he started off pretty bad, and there were talks about him sending him down, but he's figured it out, I feel like, in the last two starts at least.
So then you have Wednesday, Griffin Canning, Kyle Bradish.
Former Angel, or at least
prospect. How's he doing out there now?
Honestly, he's exceeding expectations from the Dylan Bundy trade.
Please expound.
I mean, we didn't think that Kyle Bradish was gonna, you know, amount to anything after the Dylan Bundy trade to the Angels, but Kyle Bradish has gotten the most of the return on the Orioles' investment.
Well, his ERA is at a 4.56, but that can mean a lot of things this time of the year. It could be a couple bad outings. Tell us about where he struggled at.
He had one bout outing, I think, against the Red Sox a few weeks ago. He gave up 7 runs, but in his first start, he got knocked out in the second inning. But after that 7-run outburst against the Red Sox, he's been pretty lights out. He did pretty well last Saturday night in Atlanta, but he just didn't get enough runs, and the Orioles gave up that game in the 8th inning with a 2-run home run.
And then the series capper, Tyler Anderson against I'm hearing a lot about Tyler Wells. Tell us about him.
He was a Rule 5 pickup a few years ago, and he first started out being in the bullpen. But last year was his first year as a starter, and he's been lights out. Like, I've been really impressed with him in the Orioles rotation. I mean, he's got in 75 games, he's 12-11, but I mean, let's see. Yeah, last year he was 7-7, and then this year he's 2021, he was 2-3. 2022, 7-7. He started 23 games, and then this year he's 3-1. But he started 7 games. He in the game that Kyle Bradish got knocked out in Texas, he pitched 5 scoreless innings to help the Orioles win 2-0. And then Saturday night, he pitched 7 innings, striking out 8. So he's been lights out. I'm best Rule 5 player that we've picked up.
Where is this coming from? Like where did he really kind of turn a corner from a Rule 5 draftee to someone who's been very, very good?
You know, that's I think it's getting more experience in the pitching staff. You know, like Chris Holt is the Orioles pitching coach, so I think Brandon Hyde has assembled a really good coaching staff that has helped this pitching staff. Even last year, you know, like they exceeded expectations, and I think they've had their rough starts this year, but in the last, you know, 10, 11 games, they've been lights out and not, you know, they've been given going past 5 innings, or at least going 5 innings since the start of this 22-game 500 streak.
Now, is you looking at the future here?
Mm-hmm.
One of the things we've talked about in previous years, as you've done other Orioles previews, was the fact that it was a total rebuild. There was a breakdown, and this was a team that was rising.
Mm-hmm.
It's happened quicker than I thought it would. Honestly, I thought they were. I thought coming in the year, they're probably a year away. They might get to 500 this year. This is outside looking in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not happening. They're a very good 26-14. What really has made the difference in this Oriole club as a whole?
I'm going to say, I mean, if you look at what happened after Adley Rutschman was called up, I think it's the Adley Rutschman, you know, effect. Like, they were below 500 when they called him up last year in May. I think it's about a year, almost a year since he's been called up. And I think they've won like 90 something games since that time. So I definitely think it's the Adley Rutschman effect, as well as having some veterans mixed in to the Orioles organization. Like, you know, you got the Kyle Gibsons, you got Austin Hayes, Cedric Mullins, who have been part of the rebuilds, and now they're finally all starting to get it together with, you know, a mix of the young guys with the veterans who have been here and who have been part of a lot of losing. So I think that's what it is, Adley.
So I expressed earlier how I viewed this franchise coming out and what they've done. I mean, to me, their rebuild has been a model rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
How do you view this Oriole rebuild? Like, how are you seeing? I see them as they are set the next 5 years. This is a team that's going to contend. They have a lot of young talent that's locked up. They're going to be good as long as they can stay reasonably healthy. How do you view this franchise right now?
I think this team sky's the limit. You know, because they've got so many like top prospects knocking on the door to make the roster, but it just depends on what happens with their current roster. And, you know, say that some of the top prospects, you know, don't really make it, or don't really make an impact on this team in next year, or, you know, however long. I also feel like they need to start, you know, maybe in the off season, get a top of the line starter, but like, you know, spend some money on the pitching, because, you know, yeah, you got Grayson, but you also have Kyle Gibson, who's 35, and, you know, there's not any young besides DL Hall, who he's had a few starts here and there, but he hasn't put it together, mm-hmm, consistently in in the majors. You know, he's been out of the bullpen. Like he's gone back and forth. So I feel like they need a front of the line starter to, whenever they, you know, make that run in the playoffs, have that number one, and then they'll have a Grayson and then, you know, DL or Kyle Bradish or whatever. But I feel like they are close. They just need that top of the line starter eventually. But I really hope that they start locking down their young stars like the Braves do, who signed their players for like 8 years when they're like a couple years in the majors. But I'm not the GM, and I don't have that money.
Has there been any talk out there about being a dark horse in the race for Shohei Ohtani?
Not yet, no. Mm-mm.
You said yet, like almost like you kind of expect there to be.
I would hope so, yeah. I mean, if he's available, you know, and, you know, something happens where the Angels are like, hey, we like these players, and we'll give you Shohei, you have to at least consider it, because he's the best.
Well, we'll find out. So, Steve, can you let people know where they can find your work, your podcast, everything in between?
Yes, you can find my podcast on all podcasting streaming services. It's Birdland Daily, and if you on Twitter as well, it's at Birdland_Daily, and I've got Instagram, but I mean, I just post, you know, like little clips. But Birdland Daily on all podcasting sites, iTunes, Spotify, iHeart Radio, and everything.
All right, well, thanks so much for taking the time. Hopefully, we can catch up again in the series out in Anaheim. It was good talking to you. And
yeah, definitely.
Game. All right, folks, that does it for us today. Our preview podcast will be out here on Sunday night. With, you know, I may add a funeral dirge after this disgusting appearance in Cleveland where they should have won a series and fell apart instead. But we'll see. Follow us on Twitter at Talking Halos. Follow me at DC Apollo. Follow all of our team. They do a great job. And don't forget to check out the website at TalkingHalos.com, where our guys are putting out work, hopefully to get you drawn into what the Angels are doing both on and off the field. We're out of here. Have a great one.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.